for some titles for the talk. Actually, I don't really like giving titles for talks. I like doing them spontaneously. But he asked for a name of the title. I was reading a book called The Birth of Pleasure, so that's what I called it.
And
in that book, what the term the birth of pleasure referred to was an ancient Roman myth which told the story of Cupid and Psyche. Cupid meaning love and Psyche meaning the heart. And in that myth, Cupid and Psyche fall in love and they get married. So it's a very nice metaphor, yeah? Love and the heart becoming married, becoming one. And when they did that, they had a daughter, and the daughter's name was Pleasure. Yeah? So this is the birth of pleasure. When love and the heart become one, this is the birth of pleasure. So the book on the birth of pleasure was about a sort of more recent movement in Western psychology. In older forms of Western psychology, what they tended to emphasize was the origin of sickness. Yeah? And sickness originated through conflict and through breakup of families and so on. In modern times, they started to emphasize more and more, well, where does a sick mind come from, but where does a well mind come from? Where does a happy mind come from? And so that's what the theme of this book was. And one of the things that they found in psychology is the importance, one of the most fundamental things that forms a healthy human mind is the loving gaze of a mother and her child. Yeah? When the child is born and the mother's holding the child in her arms and they gaze at each other, yeah? And this eye-to-eye contact of the mother looking at the child with such love. and the child gazing back at the mother with such love. And the Buddha said in the Metta Sutta, Mata Yataniyam Buddham, like the love of a mother for her only child. But then now this is fundamentally informing the very nature of our mind in the very earliest times. And they've recently discovered a thing they call in the brain called mirror neurons. And mirror neurons are very interesting. There's certain cells in the brain whose purpose is to copy the emotions of others around us. So that when we're near people who are angry, for example, then these mirror neurons tend to pick up those emotions and repeat them in our brains. Or if we're feeling love and connection with people, then those neurons will tend to fire in sympathy. And so we've often had that feeling, don't we, that you know, when we're around people who have a certain mood or emotion, that we pick up that emotion. But now that the scientists have identified it, it's starting to show how that actually happens. If there's something that we can understand about that experience of a mother holding her baby, yeah, just holding with such great contentment, yeah, we can understand there's a sense of happiness there, yeah, the kind of the loving gaze, yeah, there's a happiness. So then we can ask, where does that happiness come from? Why is there the happiness? One thing about that, why the happiness is there, there's a certain gentleness to that. There's a certain tenderness. So I think this is one of the sources of the happiness.
那无邪也好咯，也得出家。
And another quality that experience is a sense of care and attention. Yeah, if your mother's holding the baby, she doesn't forget him. Yeah, you don't sort of leave the baby on the bus when you get off. You know, you're going shopping or something like that. Yeah, you give your full, complete attention.
This, one of the reasons is that when you're a man, you're也要照顾，同时尽量注意，未讲像讲啊，落去这个啊超级市场啊去买物件，啊落买物件咧拣物件，这买买件都该办的，未记唔使去搞落过场，别安尼安做，如果安如果无落安做安无闲啊，如果本事过掉咧件啊，把咧件去搞落去做去，这就是照顾。
And another thing that's happening there is that in a sense there's a melting or a dissolving of boundaries. Yeah? The boundaries that separate us from the other. Yeah? And in that case you can see that those boundaries are melting away.
This is the mark-ka-kya-ji-ka-na. It is the mark-ka-kya-ji-ka-na.所以妈讲的话，囡仔要听啊，啊妈叫这囡仔要听啊。啊，那是讲外人啊，你去叫伊，可能用不标准，会无插伊哦。但是妈个囝就是无事。
And when those things come together, and when all of those things are happening.The result is pleasure, and the result is a sense of joy and happiness. Yeah? And the important thing about this is that happiness is completely healthy. Yeah, it's completely wholesome. That it's actually not just feeling pleasant right there and then, but it's also nurturing and bringing into being a new life. Yeah? So it's a happiness which is a life-giving and wholesome happiness.
แล้วจะร่างไอ้เก่งจิ๋วอะสังเกตมาอยู่ที่แก้มอันนี้เจ้าก่ออันนี้ชูอีอันนี้ชูซิมอันนี้ขวัญเนี่ยมาหัวหีแก้มหัวหีละอันนี้究竟这款的感情的发展啊是健康的无是讲อันนี้ขวัญชูซิม是对的
One of the reasons for thinking about this and contemplating it is that the same principle or similar principles apply when we're practicing meditation. Yeah? If we bring that same state of mind to our meditation, we will also experience that same kind of joy and happiness from our meditation.
这修行的这个道理啦，咱人也是讲修行啊，想讲修这个上帝，这个 meditation 嘛，讲看咱人的心境是安怎款啊，对心境能放的好的所在，就对的所在呢，了这个心境就会发展落去，同时也影响着咱周围。气氛，周围的人会思想，阮会，伊人会感受到，像咱咱人的内心啊所放出来，这款的念头啦，这款好的念头。
And so when we're developing a meditation object, for example, if we're doing breath meditation, we also bring those same qualities to the breath.Okay, the first quality is a sense of gentleness and tenderness. We're not hard and pushing when we're watching the breath. We're very gentle watching the breath.
像那那的修啊，呼吸，修这上定啊，用这呼吸观啊来讲呢，啊，咱们的将咱的注意力就多滴我们锁这个气入来。甲放这个气出去，安怎锁？安怎放？ 这里是有含糊的嘛。如果那是叫做真正粗鲁、真正大声的，真正快去做呢，安尼，你未贪着听，你未得安尼，你特别会晓讲安怎办啊？真正温柔的，将这个气慢慢收入来，将这个气收掉，慢慢放出去，安尼款顺顺啦，安尼款的好气。
And in the same way that we wouldn't leave our baby behind on the bus, in the same way we wouldn't leave our breath when we're watching it in meditation, and we wouldn't let one breath go past without bringing our focus of awareness onto the breath.
So, when we see this whole connection, we see常常本地注意，咱人的迄个气是安怎分入咱的鼻孔，入咱的肺，了，迄个气是安怎呢？把咱的肺放出来，出去安尼款。即啥讲？一个宝宝啊，去采取的物件啊，伊揣伊囝去，你讲伊买菜了，伊囝就该放去。伊安怎讲无闲买菜，伊就讲伫经菜里头。伊个就被割掉眼镜，再讲眼镜特别周围，像个咱人这个修这个呼吸管呢，都无论都修干做法呢，都这个对这个呼吸都无帮。
And also, just as the mother gazing at the child tends to dissolve the boundaries between the two of them, and they feel as one. In the same way, when we're watching the breath or developing any other meditation object.That we tend to dissolve the boundaries between ourselves and the meditation.
This is actually my whole idea. This is the idea of the vision. 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 This is呼吸关的事啦，用呼吸来修这个相定的事啦。那人安尼这个吸气到呼，这个气放出来啊，甲输入去呢，这个呢，甲咱安尼周围的环境啊，是叫做合起来就是一个，无讲分开讲啊，这是外面的空气，这是我的。这个咱的气里面的空气，无那款不一样，咱人已经合起来，是上个一个那款。
And again, most importantly, when developing a meditation, and we find that sense of joy arising when we pay attention to a meditation in that way, then this is a wholesome joy. It's a wholesome pleasure. It's one which you should not be afraid of. It's one that doesn't bring.Unpleasant or unwholesome consequences. It only leads to the wholesome and tranquil and expansive development of the heart.
就是咱们修这个禅定呢，你修个这个空禅了呢，顺顺来修啦，你内心就产生一款的欢喜，这那叫做欢喜。是这个佛法，咱人修这个禅定，所谈到这款的欢喜啦，这款的欢喜跟咱普通的欢喜无相款的。这个这款的欢喜的内心起来的时呢，咱人的念头，可能是好的念头。别讲你修禅定，你内心看到这发喜的时啊，发喜充满的时啊。你要去生病，还是讲你会去想歹物件？袂，就是你会想的，甲了念头是好的，同时呢，你感觉上个真正安全啦，甲真正有信心。
So the Buddha has spoken very often of this kind of pleasure, which.Can and should arise in the course of developing meditation, and he pointed out that this is not something which is random. It's not something that happens by chance. Yeah, the birth of pleasure is something that happens according to specific causes and conditions.
This is the second one. You can see this one. This is the first 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 one. This is the好奇怪是其中一個方法啦，一個方法，有真正一個方法啦。特別對這個方法來修呢，你可以談到一個法器。那是講普通都無修的上帝，法器都談不到。
So one of the great conditions for pleasure is suffering.
讲一个，搁一项，予咱人会谈到一个发起的原因呢，就是苦。
So actually, we have to be very grateful to samsara. We have to be very grateful to all the suffering we've experienced in our lives. Because if it wasn't for that suffering, we wouldn't be able to practice the Eightfold Path.
所以，咱人人生在呢个世界啊，会拄着真多些不如意的事啦，一个苦啊。但是，只是讲咱人若是好好的人啊，咱咧应该感恩啊，啊，讲咱应该感恩啊，好感谢，咱会感觉着安尼坎坷。你若是无即款的坎坷的感觉，你就别想去想的，啊，就是有一坎坷的感觉。都是想要，搁要脱离这个痛苦，安怎款脱离呢？啊，都个想办法，安尼都个想。
And the Buddha said that when we're afflicted with suffering, that there has two outcomes, yeah, two responses. We tend to respond in two ways. The first way is we despair. When suffering happens to us in our life, when loved ones die.You know, when we become sick, all of these terrible things happen, we despair. This is one possibility.
真大诶病名啦，啊，重诶病名，他是讲拄着一个死亡，一个过身诶事，可能哎呀，无希望了，你就甲你放下去，都无想，按照款诶解决一个苦。
The second possibility is a search. We want to find somebody who can help us.Find some teacher, some teaching, find something, anything that's going to help us to cope with the suffering that we've experienced.
Then, when we suffer, then we have another problem. It's just that we think about it. How to cope with this problem? How to cope with this problem?是有希望的啊！头一款的呢是无希望了啦，是安尼啦，也无了，啊，了拢放下，所以有真好款的环境。
And if we're lucky, if we're very, very fortunate, when we embark on that search, we find the Buddha's teachings, the Buddha taught.Suffering. We hear that teaching, we say, ah, that's me. And I know about suffering. The Buddha's teaching something that's relevant for my life.
If we ask ourselves, if our luck is good or not, if our luck is good, we have a call. If our luck is good, we will meet this situation. This situation 就是咱人佛就是咱的救星，因为佛所教的物件就是讲，咱人世间常阮种种的不足意，种种的这个苦恼，啊，但是佛也有办法，包括像咱人在滴苦恼和来来边解放出来。
And not only did the Buddha talk about suffering, he talked about the origin of suffering, the end of suffering, and most importantly of all, the way of practice that leads to the end of suffering. Which we can phrase like that, the way it's phrased normally in the Four Noble Truths. Ajahn Brahm likes to rephrase it the other way. Happiness, the cause of happiness, the obstacles of happiness, and the way of practice to lead to happiness. So we can look at the path of Buddhism as being the way of practice of what gives birth to pleasure.
So I'd like to put here, today put Kavanam, it is Sipe Huat, it is called Jip Yet Dola. And this is wrong. Now I can come back to you, you can just shoot the call out. Now put you Kavanam, jump to the call and one in, so it's right. This is Jip. Now, so it's right, honey.想办法按照款来克服这款种种的困难，这是法啦。了，第四呢就是，可能人在讲，那是咱对这佛所教的办法来行呢，这苦会消灭。结果呢，较早是苦啦，啊，到后尾是无苦了。啊，这快乐呢是啥？那咱爱找的啥物？是安乐嘛。อันนั้นเป็นที่สองอันจะค่อนไก่ท่านจะอ่านน้องไหมแล้วพูดอุกาล่างนั้นจอดสิวจอดสิวที่ต้องจุดกาล่างนั้นจ้องจ้องของว่าล่างนั้นตัวเจ้าพูดแต่รออะไรเสียอะไรสิวเนี่ยอันนี้เก็บก้อนเนี่ยนั่นนั่นตัวดีข้อติดหลอก
and so when we find this when we encounter this if we encounter itthe Buddha's teaching at the right time in our lives, then when it has that meaning, that sense of joy arises. It's called Pali or Pamoja. It's a joy. It's not necessarily a very profound emotion. Okay? It's just an ordinary sense of gladness. You feel happy. Oh, there's a faith that arises. This is the teaching that is addressing.Something that's meaningful for me.
This is going to be a man who is 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 a阿袂离开这痛苦，但是内心感觉着有办法了，有救了，啊，安尼内内心就会盼着一款的安慰，啊，这里唔是发起个，因为个阿袂，咱阿袂受，但是安尼内心对这个有信心，讲下，咱人对这个路来行，咱人这个苦呢会消灭，所以咱来感觉这个佛教咱的物件。是无意义的。
So I don't know if you've ever experienced that or felt that. I can think of some times in my life as a monk and a practitioner when I felt this feeling very strongly. For example, I remember one time when my first visit to Bodh Gaya, and we went there, and I remember turning around the corner and seeing a beautiful stupa at night time all lit up at Bodh Gaya, and it was just.So beautiful, and tears come to my eyes of just joy and delight and wonder to see this. So this is a very important, very wholesome emotion that we should cultivate in our spiritual practice through doing the ordinary practices that we do, doing pujas, paying respects. Sometimes we see well-practicing monks or nuns, it gives rise to that feeling. And sometimes reading the suttas can give rise, or chanting. Can give rise to that feeling. Doing the puja of the Bodhi tree can give rise. So these are all things to encourage that sense of joy within
刚想一问是哪，是那一火棍嘛？一火棍就是讲心里面有想个棍，个棍有烟，属个棍的物件。所以你去到印度无礼拜呀的事，你不正欢喜，讲啊好，就多点程度，我可以看大个所在。你看到咧塔，迄大摩天塔，你看到咧塔呢？一老板有啊，这个人呢欢喜跟老板有，不是讲苦，是欢喜一款的内心一款的感动啊。伊收老板有啦，讲这款本是欢喜啦啊，这个不是修行的欢喜啦，但是看到那个物件，这好的物件，伊想讲啊，我的脚会踏在这个所在。不能看到这个菩提树，啊，不能看到这个塔，所以呢，也可能感动的落来有啦。就是这是一个一款的经验啦。那有时会去读这个佛经啊，佛经里面讲的道理呢，你自己的感觉不能落来有。但是你落来有，不是感觉苦，是讲我只得欢喜，看到这个道理。有就是。可能啊，你做不假的事啊，甲白菩提啊，甲正坛啊，白白的菩提树那边啊，还是啲佛经啊，啲念经的事啊，啲念咧，甲他，你念了，你有时会感动，本会流目油，但是迄个你内心的事，会感觉唔是苦，是欢喜的。
And this is also why the Buddha wanted us to keep our precepts. Yeah? The Buddha didn't teach the precepts because he wanted to give us all a hard time. Yeah? He told us the precepts because he recognized that if you break these precepts, then it causes unhappiness. Yeah? And so he wanted us to be happy. So he taught us the precepts so it can lead to our unhappiness.
所以就是去修戒的事啦，啊，看是一个五戒、八戒、十戒，还是一个大戒啦，即大小戒咁好啦。即修这戒的时啊，即看咱人心情咧反，啊，我的心情啦，想讲哇，同啲五条物件八条啊，五条数八条啊，我听唔到啦。如果再修落去哇，八条啊，肯定十条，肯定八啦，啊。攞百幾條啊！哇，安尼百幾絲咁嘅冇自由，嗱安尼分嘅想法呢，就是唔啱啦。因為呢啲佛所教嗱人戒咩啊，是可避免嗱人去做唔到嘅事。嗱知了啊，呢條未使做，即係條未使做。安尼你呢啲未使做嘅物件，嗱冇去做，安尼嗱人就是佢哋冇破戒啦，冇破戒你就。别作恶业，你就别结果你就别思考啦。所以你那呢想呢，安尼做这条改好啊，做好啊，难怪避免种种的这个烦恼，种种的苦。所以这个看咱的心情，安尼讲，你感觉，你思想安尼讲，你看法不相。
And not just those things lead to happiness, but also all the other qualities that we're taught in Buddhism very often. Forgiveness, patience, contentment, generosity, kindness. All of these things, we know, we reflect in ourselves, we know when we practice these things, gives rise to happiness. It doesn't stop us, usually we keep doing it, and we don't do them anyway, but we know when we do them,We know it gives rise to happiness. So we need to keep reflecting that so we can see that link. Yeah? To see that link. Oh, okay. When I had that argument with a person, I forgave them. I felt happy afterwards. Notice that. Yeah? Pay attention to it. This is important.
So, when we are in the world, we are in the world. We are in the world. We are in the world. We are in the world.啊，佛教那人特别 ฟัดเซียมปอสีพูดกาลนั้นจะไปขุนลุ่นพูดกาลนั้นจะไปกดลักอันนั้นน่ะสิเอจับสิวเจอพูดกาสีจองอีตวันยองดีว่านั้นเนี่ยแสงว่าอะไรทีนี้อันนี้เป็นจนด้านหลังจิตสิไอทางเดียวจีน่าเจไปโคชูเพราะนั้นตัวเจอพูดกาสี
But there is something which doesn't lead to happiness, and that's possessions.
Ah, uji hang mi kia, tu si kong i e kep ko e ho la mang tham tieu je le bo ho e la sang mi ne, tu si kong sang kong la mang ne mia xia la mang de wei, ah, si u ko le ho la mang
There was an ancient Greek philosopher called Epicurus, and he always taught about contentment, and he would teach people that there's only a few things in life that you need to be happy. You need a sufficient amount of good food, you need a place to stay, you need clean water, and you need good friends. You know? And with these few things in your life, you can be perfectly happy.
See?ก็จะไม่เจอเจ็บหักกาอีกองอ่ะเฉลี่ยหลังมาสิเป็นท่านเดียวอ่านร้องเนี่ยจิตจักกันตันเนี่ยเดียวแก่จิตกันตันเตะอีกต้องท่านเจ้าต้องเบียดยาวอ่ะเตะยีรูช่วยทางดีมั้ยเตะสร้างรูสดรูสดเป็นต้นตัวอ่ะเตะสีรูหัวเบียวอันนี้รู้ตัวจิตจักควายร้องแล้วด้วยจิตเองด้วยจิตจักควายร้องอันนี้กันตันเนี่ย
Recently, a British philosopher called Alain de Botton did a TV program about Epicurus, and in there he showed how there's a town near ancient Greece, and there's a broken-down, collapsed wall. Okay. Now, when the wall was originally put up, it had the sayings of Epicurus written in big letters on the wall, yeah, painted red so everyone can see it.And that wall was looking over the marketplace of the town. Yeah? So any time anyone came to go shopping in the markets, they could see this big wall that was saying, possessions are not going to bring you happiness. Yeah? Be content. Yeah? This is the advertising that they were reading when they were going shopping.
Ikon tadi television ni jadi program mac, kong jadi tiap hakar.อีกองอีกตัวนี้ที่เขาจะได้ขี่รับจะได้กอกาอย่างนั้นถ้าเป็นเชียงเจก่อใจเหมือนกันกับก่อใจเก่งจบแต่สิ่งที่เก่งจบมีมือเก่งกว่าด้วยสิ่งนี้แล้วอ่ะที่คือสิ่งที่ผัวแล้วยี่เชียงอ่ะมันจะผัวแล้วอ่ะไม่จางเชียงแล้วแต่ที่เชียงมีกุ้งจีอ่ะจะอังเสกจีละฮันเล่จีก็ดีละแล้วใจดีนี่รู้แต่เอ็มรู้นักที่จะได้การที่เก็บป้องกันนะที่เป็นมิจฉาทุกหน่วยงานด้วยความที่เขาได้ปลอดภัยจริงถ้าได้ปลอดภัยจริงเสียมีเนี่ยสิ่งรู้ตัวเป็น one job be content
and he thought this was such a good idea he decided to experiment and see if it could be done these days as well so he hired a marketing firm to develop an advertising campaignAnd they set up in a big shopping mall in England, a big billboard, yeah? And on the billboard, they had a picture of a big, beautiful manor home, English manor home, very beautiful, lovely home. And in front of that, a late model Mercedes and a Porsche parked outside the front door, yeah? And they had a little sign at the bottom of this picture, a little thing that said, happiness not included.
แล้วอีจิวเลยสู้เจเรสิยำละตอนนี้เองก็เข้าไปงานเจเรชาวเก็บชีเหนียวเป็นละถ้าเป็นนี่อีสู้เจกองโกเจกองโกเนี่ยว่าจะสวยละแล้วชาวเจเรมวยแล้วเจเป็นชาวสวยตาบอดในวันนั้นอันอีกสุดที่ก็ดูแลยิบจะได้หมุนเนี่ยด้วยท่านเจ้า 你看到这个水打波个真是水的物件啦，但是一边又写字的，一直做一个人，无波个会看到快乐，你会使入来啦，但是无波个你看到快乐，看到个起波。
So this is very nice because it's not saying you can't be happy, yeah, living in a house like that. Maybe they are happy, yeah, but the happiness doesn't come with the house and the car, yeah. The happiness comes with the other things we have in our life.
这意思讲啊，不是讲水的厝啊，啊是大顶车啊，未空都贪着安乐啦，但是。有的人就是讲，有影有真正大间嘅厝，真正大间嘅车啦，啊，真正有钱啦，但是你内心你本是未贪得慢，未贪得快乐。
So, by cultivating and encouraging these qualities of mind, the quality of happiness through our Dhamma practice, we are setting the conditions for the deepening of our awareness and our understanding through meditation.
So, the godly man, 修行，看到利可得乐呢，所以呢就是。ตักปอนั่นนั่งคุณไอ้จินจานชู้อีตักปอนั่นนั่งไปใจไม่ใช่ว่าจอมินจบแล้วใจเอาใจไปจบจะได้จะสิเรียกว่าสิ้นปุจใจแก่นั่นเป็นสิ้นหมดตัวเด็กไปนั่นที่ที่สิ้นที่ที่สำคัญที่สุดอ่ะมุ่ยจิตปออ่ะมุ่ยจิตกูหลงหลงจอมเนี่ยจินจานกับดีไปใจ
We take the same qualities of mind and bring them into our meditation. Yeah, that same sense of joy and bring it into our meditation. And we learn that even within something as mundane and ordinary as the breath, something which has been with us every moment of our lives,we can find that same joy. Not just that same joy, but even a more profound sense of joy within the breath.
So, this is just saying, we are really trying to be careful, one step by one,虽然是真正简单的呼吸，你这个呼吸啊，做了会好些啊。你本会探着这个法喜，你本会探着内心的安慰、的满足、甲信心。这简单的呼吸呢，喘气呢，啊，喘气本是一款的修行。你若修了好，你就会探着伊好处。这是这观法的妙用。
And the more we can develop and continue our application to the breath, with that joy also comes a sense of very deep tranquility. The mind is happy. When we're happy, we're content. We'll stay where we are.So this joy and this happiness in the mind will also bring a sense of tranquility. The mind just becomes very relaxed at ease.
Nam lang chỉ chỉ tôi chỉ để hút số cài để bàn quan, lại huấn luyện rằng nam lang chỉ để sụt hò khí anh ấy con à, chuẩn khởi ra. Anh ấy con luôn là gì? Cố trái phát triển đôi khi này, đôi chỉ để phát khí àนั่นไหลซึมจิตคนในหัวใจเนี่ยจูเย็นเนี่ยที่จังกาฮะที่คุยขวาที่แล้วไอ้ทันเดียวที่จะการนั่งนั่งเป็นสิ่งสิ่งที่ทันเดียวที่คนในหัวใจนี่สิ่งวันจันทร์ 巧诡。
And that kind of deep sense of ease and happiness, pleasure in meditation, the Buddha calls sukha. And this kind of sukha is much more subtle and profound quality of mind than any happiness we experience in ordinary life. Nevertheless, it comes from the same source. Yeah? It's the same kind of process that's been going on that we're now taking to a deeper level.
这样子修了好舍啊，就是让人的耐心嘛，会贪着解放。你还没解放呢，就是你苦的脱离这个苦，就无这个苦的感觉。同时你会贪着。真正自由自在这款的感觉，真正轻松的感觉，这就是一个俗家这款的这个境界啦，是跟平常时的这个咱人所讲的欢喜啦、快乐无相款。
And remember that in that experience is all the same qualities we talked about at the beginning with the mother and the child, the sense of care, the sense of gentleness, and now what's happening even more so is the dissolving of boundaries. In the meditation, as the meditation becomes very deep, very tranquil, we feel like we're losing the separateness. And this is one of the great lessons of the mind, is that when those boundaries and divisions of the mind dissolve and melt away, this is when we experience the profoundest sense of pleasure that there can be.
This is the first time we have started to say this is the relationship between the mind and the mind. This is the relationship between the mind and the mind. This kind of平平的一个了解，啊，平平的这款的，用这个目睭来推神啦，啊，那款呢，就是你在你修这个禅定呢，不是一步一步由浅啊开始是讲高的呼吸啦，但是你修了以后，你就是入去啊，你会攀到更加高的境界，啊，你会攀到更加高的境界。你会趁着国家管的这个发起啦，啊啊，你若趁着这个管的，你就是讲呢，像讲咱人的这个欢喜啊，甲这天顶的欢喜啊，本来是无相啦，人是人间的嘛，啊，这天顶是白物件，那人区别高，啊，上分上不掉，但是咧修这上定。会修个较悬、较微细呢？你就是咱个迄款个欢喜啊，像个天人个欢喜是相像。如果天人像个有即款个来往个款就无，就是讲你会感觉到啊，伊人会欢喜个物件，如果呢，咱人到底伫人间啊，虽然是住伫一个所在，伫修这上定啦。路内心的感觉，就是路是已经会到达天人的境界那块。
And then, at a very profound level, that dissolving of boundaries, that coming together of all those factors, that experience of oneness is what we call samadhi.
啊，这个到达这个是哪关的这个境界啊？这是。病的境界啦，这是咱人叫做疾病，就是谈到这个三摩地。
So I'm not going to talk in detail about that tonight, but the main thing I want to impress on you is that this state of mind that we talk about in meditation, sometimes it seems like it's something that's very rarefied, it's very abstract. Oh, I'm not ever going to get jhanas or something like that. But to recognize that this is a very natural process of the mind that starts with nothing other than those first moments when we're born, we're held in our mother's arms. Yeah? That same experience has been forming in our mind since then. Of course, it's already been forming in many past lives, right? So I'm just talking about in this life. In this life, it's starting to form with us at that right from that moment. And so our experience, practice of meditation, development of samadhi, is not something which is kind of alien or different from this. It's a further development of how our mind already has been forming.
ตัวอีกเจเรสามานที่เจเรเก่งไก่เนี่ยเจหมอถามอีโบไอ้ก้อนนั้นมันน่าสงสัยไม่โทรหลุนนะอีสี่อันนี้มันเจเรใกล้เสียวตรงที่อีจะก้องหัวละมันใจนะชิคว่านี่เก่งไก่จูซี่สุยันจะจินจังแอบสเต็กจินจังชิวเสียงนะ但是伊是真正自然，一步一步的咧，产生会达到这款的情形的。这是开始上啊，咱人都无好这些啦。讲真，自己哪出事啊？啊，这马破掉了，啊，甲一个囝对上啊，你心这款的痛啊，你心肝的囝的心会痛。安怎会痛呢？你马若破伊破得好啊，就自己哪强强，自己哪会笑。欢喜嘛，啊！侬侬那是不好势啊，你卖好，讲一步一步下路，伊感情跟你感情是分开了啦，啊！你都未接受，你感情，但是你破了好势啊，这里是哪个感情？这里是我是真安全，我到底是真正温暖，我是真好势，有这款的感情，所以等这个修行，这个修这禅定呢。不是讲较进一步，啊，用咱的思想，用咱的呼吸，啊，种种的办法来修啦。啊，那款呢，啊，就是咱会达到，其他自然呢，一步一步呢，啊，会达到安尼款的境界。
And of course, the Buddha taught us not to be happy, not to be satisfied, even with that very profound level of happiness. He said, keep on going, there's even more.You can go deeper, and he said, "Nibbana Paraman Sukham." Nibbana is the ultimate happiness.
Jee, khut punong kala na kong ha, ha, yung ang tuy jee, kwai lo ay mingyan lang na yung tuy. Ito kong jee kwai lo mingyan ay jee kong lang na sekan na kwai lo, buti ko lang na tanggol jee kwan na kwai lo. Yung ang lui min na de wei la, ha.啊，咱个水也出了，吃了，啊，一块哦，咱个快乐，伊讲一个快乐是袂孤单，啊，袂孤单个啦，啊，只有呢，你修这个禅定，有些咧，你内心所发出来，一块呢发起呢，啊，才是快乐。如果能搞到第一关的境界，都是搞到这涅槃呐的境界啦，那叫涅槃呐。如果能搞到这涅槃的境界，涅槃呢，就是叫做已经到了这不生不灭的境界。啊，这个境界佛讲呢，就是第一关的快乐。
So when we're practicing Buddhism, practicing the Dhamma, we should not be afraid of.These kinds of wholesome happiness. On the contrary, this is what the Buddha told us again and again to develop. So we need to give that. Sometimes we need to give ourselves permission to feel that kind of happiness.
So, when we have the time, the suffering, the time, we can't be afraid. When we do suffer, do call, ah, like this, hang, hang, this, hang, hang, this, ah, how I can't be happy.如修就无，如无存在，啊，这款的思想是唔对，因为佛教咱的路，是汝只能自然的汝安尼款来好好来修落去啊，汝会将所有的这烦恼，这外面的烦恼，这内心的烦恼，这脑里面的这个，它会产生出来烦恼呢，当中呢，慢慢的消除。
So I'm sure you know in medicine what they call the placebo effect. That's when you take a pill that doesn't do anything, but you get better anyway. Yeah. So they did a test with that, and they gave people two kinds of placebos. Okay, neither of them had any effect. They weren't medicines, right? One of them was a sugar pill, right? The other one was very, very bitter. Yeah? Neither of them was medicine for the disease, but they found in both cases that they were effective. Right? But the bitter one was more effective. People thought they were taking real medicine because it tasted bitter.
น่าจะนั่งจะตื่นเย็นลูกคุณหนุ่มซิ่งซิ่งมาลูกคุณอ่อนละลายโยมเชียร์แล้วไปแกะขี้ละน่าจะจะตื่นโบซิ่งซิ่งเนี่ยตุกไปแกะขี้ซอยอวยหลังเตี้ยไปแปะฮะแสงต้องเสียช่องตรงตังไปแปะละตอนเสร็จไรก่อนเจ้าลูกคุณลูกก็ต้องบ่มีเด็กว่ารู้จักเจ้าหรอกอาศิจะจะได้แปะตุกโบโยอีเอมาอีขอรู้ไหมเนี่ยอีขอรู้จักอะผงอะซีรัปเอเป่าขี้ไรอีวันนี้เขาเนี่ยอาจจะแสดงอะไรอยู่วันนี้มั้งอย่างลูกคุณยันโลกีเป็นด้วยแต่เดี๋ยวก็อันอินเดียตุ้ยลูกคุณหนุ่มซิมซิมลูกตุ้ยที่โยกซิมซิมลูกทุนโลกีอะไรอะไรอะไรอะไรจิระสังหมอถึงเงินข้าวเนี่ยมีแก่ฮะหุ่นยันเนี่ยแต่เอกยำเค็มเอกโฮจะได้ของจะได้สิมลี่จบอย่างจิตใจเอากินนั่นหลังที่ซิวสัมผัสที่ซิวนั่นหลังกับที่สิมลี่
And sometimes we bring that same attitude to meditation. We think that it's only doing us good if it hurts. Yeah. So we think that until you know we're sitting, we're thinking we're being very virtuous by sitting there and forcing ourselves to endure through all kinds of pain and agony and so on. And no, that's not particularly virtuous. Actually, often it's just a waste of time. The Buddha said to develop happiness in our meditation. If we're sitting on the floor and we're so painful that we can't, you know, our back's hurting, our knees hurting, feet or whatever hurting, we can't meditate properly. We can't watch the breath. That's what not what the Buddha said. But tell Shami, where's the sutta that the Buddha said, here, a bhikkhu goes, sits down and forces himself to endure through lots of pain and wriggles around and has a sore back and that's really good. There's no sutta that says that. It says you sit down, you watch your breath, make the breath very peaceful, and develop happiness and joy from that.
So, when you get a something, na, you see, when you get a bit, say, "Biao," na, noi, ha, quan, khi, lai, ane, na, siu, ha, ane, in, u, u, lang, cam, cam, ane, say, biao, cái, ha, quan, cái, thi, ha, ha, lu, cam, cam, you see, than, biao, mới, an, lo.猪姐的猪田他的田个八点的反正他只要很快的他想要好像八点的比赛应答他姐姐的比赛起来啊那样的反正一共呼吸在都不干的反正没讲呼吸叫那人姐好要呼吸啊姐姐好路的也只要住宅啦啊在住点啦然后呢路过那些观赏注意会好รู้จะได้สุขได้ขีดกันปังได้ขีดช่วยรู้จะได้รู้ไก่เตี่ยวจริงหาไปโฮเซอันในความรู้เดียวท่านเดียวจะได้เสียงเป็นด้วยท่านเดียวจะได้ปัดที่มันสิ่งก็เกี่ยวรู้ตัวเจ้าเดี๋ยวกดซื้อข้าปีอ่ะข้าก็เทียนเทียนก็เทียนอินิจเจ้าเนี่ยก็ขี้ไรก็ไม่เนี่ยมันเสียในความนี้
So we need to find a way to make our meditation pleasant. So I'm going to reach the end of my talk now, so I'm not going to talk about that too much now, but just to remind yourself that it's okay to be comfortable when you're meditating. It's okay to enjoy yourself when you're meditating.And remember that the purpose of all this, the purpose of everything the Buddha wanted us to do, he wanted us to be happy. And so no matter how sad or depressed or despairing you may be, how hopeless you feel that your own meditation is, yeah? How many defilements you have in your mind, yeah? How you're consumed with anger or greed or whatever, just remember that the Buddha wanted you to be happy. That's what he taught.And he said a very profound thing. He said, I only teach these things because they are possible. If they were not possible, I would not teach them. So remember that happiness is your right. And your heritage as followers of the Buddha.
So, Sakya Muni Buddha, he kalam ang the basic series of Buddha. So, each series is called Long Chong Lang Buddha series.啊，有个人都对真个是即个不如意事，啊，对这个世间呢，真个真物件呢，感觉真个失望，想啊，呾呾项物件都改无用呢款。啊，那有个人是感觉讲，我的心内面的思想真个麻烦嘛，啊，啊，家己知啦，真个麻烦，真个歹的念头啦，啊。啊，想啊，点咩想咩投下来物件啦？啊，想咩台湾安慰啦？想咩台湾做客？想咩台湾退出？想啊，安尼款啊，家己个仔呀，我是一个真歹啦，因为心咧想。啊，是讲以前我捌做过真啊些歹代志啦。啊，是讲啊，我发生啊真啊些啦，你看啊，感觉讲安尼，我这个人是不是无希望了呢？修行本无用呢？但是佛是讲。无论罪罪，无论对背景是安怎款，无论对过去是安怎款，啊，你当今身体的情形是安怎款，你本会使学修这个上定，因为佛只教咱人有结果的方法，那是遐个方法修了个无结果的，伊无教，这就无采工的无教，一教那就有采工。
Okay, so that's all for my talk this evening. Thank you very much, Mr. Fu, for doing such a good job with translation once more. And that I'm very happy that you're able to understand my Australian accent. I don't know if anyone has any comments or questions that they'd like to bring up at this time.
So, I'm going to go to the media and we will be going to the media. I'm going to go to the media.There I feel that you are speaking very fluent and clear, precise English. But only that if you talk a little bit normal, right, a little bit faster, then I cannot catch up because my English is very poor. And I didn't find any Maori.
Maori accent. Well, that's very lucky because the Maori's come from New Zealand, but anyway. Questions. I thought, well, I'll write a book about it and then I won't have to answer all the questions anymore. So, so there's the book over there. But do you have, do you have anything more specific that you'd like to know?When you learn meditation, I think it's useful to read books on meditation, and they give you a kind of a spectrum and a background of understanding. Right? One drawback or one problem, of course, is that, you know, if you read lots of books from lots of different teachers, then you can get confused. Yeah? So you just have to be careful with that, right? I think it's a good thing to read from different teachers, but you just have to be aware that there's a very, very nice passage in the Visuddhimagga talks about that. It says if you go to ask a meditation, want to learn about meditation, if you go to a meditator, they will tell you how they've practiced. Yeah? If you go to a scholar, they will tell you what's in the books. Yeah? Isn't that true? That's very, I think it's a very, very good way of putting it. Yeah? So there's so much confusion about this. Say, oh, this Ajahn says that Sayadaw says this Bhante says that. Don't worry about it. They're just explaining how they've practiced. Yeah? And so you have to find out what's going to work for you. Do you want to translate that? Or can I?
จะได้กลุ่มสูตรสิ่งใหม่ต้องนะจะได้วิปัสสนาเอสิวะก็จะได้สมาธิเอสิวะถ้าไม่มีการปรุงเสียงนะเราสูตรก็จะได้ตอบจะได้เหมือนเดิมเนี่ยอยู่เสียปูเช็คสามปัจจัยอะไรนั่นก็สามารถมันทัดกันแล้วเนี่ยด้วยใจเข็มแข็งไอ้ความสุขของเจเรนสีเต้สีการเนี่ยของเหตุย่อมเนี่ยก็จะแบบใช้หมวยเนี่ยเจเรนซิวเจเรนเสียงเพลงอะไรเนี่ยเอกคัดเซ็กคัดคัดเต้อะเอวันมีคัดเซ่เต้ละแล้วเจเรนผู้สูงเลยก็อันนั้นว่าเราจะงั้นว่าเจเรนแฉตัวเองจะได้เสร็จเป็นซิวเองเป็นซิวจะได้เสร็จเองใช่ไหมคนจะได้เนี่ยคนเรามันข้อเสร็จตัวเราซิวจะได้เสร็จเองซิวปั่นจบปั่นจบนะปั่นซิวหรือมันซิวด้วยเสร็จไม่ทันจะได้เสร็จเองด้วยจะขาดติดย่างอย่างเดียวที่ซิวต้องเจอข้อเสร็จนี่จะซิวเจอไม่ซิวเจอขาดเดียวนะคือจริงจริงเจอเสร็จโอเสียงเสร็จนะอุโบสถในท้องวัดรุ่มใจไม่ตื่นตาลจิตุนเขารุ่มใจไม่ตื่นตาลจิตระหว่างท้องเขาสอนยาจิตเอโฮนี่คือสิรู้ช่วยจิตสู่ในกาลุ่มถ้ารู้ตื่นให้ได้สู่ในท้องวัดได้สิหายได้สิเป๋อุ่นตันยินดีด้านนั้นนั่นสิเขาไม่โชว์เขาไม่โบเดียวสู่ไอ้สุ่ยสีกันนั้นเฉียวกันนั้นแก้กันนั้นเฉียวไปโหสิ
So one of the things that's, I think, very confusing in modern times about samatha and vipassana is that people think that samatha and vipassana are kinds of meditation. Right? It's not true. Samatha and vipassana are qualities of mind. Right? So you can't do samatha. You can't do vipassana. Right? What you can do is a particular meditation technique which is helpful to lead towards tranquility, towards samatha. You can do a particular meditation technique which is useful to lead towards insight. Yeah? But we mistake, you know, that doing, that method that we're using for the purpose of the method, yeah? Which is to lead towards the quality of mind.
เสียวเจริญสมาธิเนี่ยจริงๆก็รู้ตัวเจริญกดกายเจริญช่ออะไรแก่อะไรเสียวนะรู้เอทันเดียวเจริญเดียวไหลซิมเออันไหลซิมเป็นอันนะรู้เอทันเดียวเจริญยึดเดียวไอ้คนนี้เขาเรียกว่าชิมเดียวแล้วนั่นคือเสียวเจริญวิปัสสนาเนี่ยจริงๆการรู้ช่อเสียวโลกเองรู้เอเลี้ยงไก่เจริญปีหุยด้วยทันเดียวจะได้ความยากปัญญาปีหุยนะสอยจะได้สิ่งต่างๆนั้นถักแฉกว่าลูกพอทองดูถักแฉกสีสิพอทองนี่แหละทำมีพื้นสิทธิ์ถักเลยนะเขาก็ขับขวานในสีเนี่ยลูกปูนเนี่ยนะต่างๆถักแฉกสิทธิ์ถักปูนโคสิทธิ์ถักดีโคในปูนเนี่ยนะ 啊，不能向这边发展呢，啊，我是向那边发展呢，啊，这是叫做转移发展啦，啊，这是啊，你看，了 A 发展一步，其他主人呢，安尼一步刷落去，对这方法就是结果。
And the Buddha always talked about these things as being complementary qualities of mind, things that are helping each other. And one very good way to look at it is to think that right samatha, is the kind of tranquility that leads towards insight. Yeah, it leads towards vipassana. And similarly, the right vipassana, the right insight is insight which leads to tranquility.So if we're practicing our samatha meditation the right way, it will lead towards a deepening of wisdom. If we're practicing our insight meditation the right way, it will lead towards more tranquility of heart.
This is one kind of simple thing. This is the deep wisdom. This is the deep wisdom. This is the samadhi. This is the deep wisdom. This is the deep wisdom.如果是修这个定三摩地啊，如果修了一点无事啦，口业感觉相当的程度呢，安尼如果就会进入会攀到这个智慧。啊，如果是修这智慧上，会办法去修呢？修到如果是较悬的境界呢，如果会心自然就会定落来。所以人无安心。有连带这个的关系的，如果是讲好的看得起啊，啊，如果是讲好不看得，也是讲结果是受伤的，那是讲是麻烦。
Wisdom is cleverness. Yeah, okay, so the question is what's the difference between wisdom and cleverness? And in Australia a few years ago, the Labor Party had tried to start this slogan. They wanted to call Australia the clever country. Yeah? And so they're talking about the clever country, or they use the word the knowledge nation.And so I was thinking a much better way thing to aim for would be the wisdom world.
Yeah? This is the question. 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 This is the question.就是讲聪明的国家，就是讲看这个国家内面人呢，要有真正管的学问，真正管的学问，再真正第二件，这就聪明啦。但是这聪明并不是智慧。
And I think really the difference is what I mentioned before about samatha and vipassana. We can see when we're practicing cleverness, That doesn't lead to tranquility. Yeah, it leads to more agitation. We think about things all the time. We're caught up in our own ideas and views, opinions. We're right, the other person's wrong. We analyze, we think, or what's it? And so we get caught up in the multitude of thoughts. And it doesn't lead to tranquility. In fact, it leads to anger, resentment, all of these kinds of qualities, arguments, conflicts. Yeah? Whereas wisdom,Let's go with all those things. Yeah? Wisdom can see through to the heart of the matter and let go. And somebody with wisdom in their mind will always be peaceful.
This is a good thing. If you want to develop the energy, if you want to eat a lot of things, if you want to eat a lot of things, so you can eat a lot of things. If you want to eat a lot of things, you can eat a lot of things.如果suka这个物件，还是如果不suka那个物件， 啊，因为你当你发现这个物件，你欢喜的，有的物件，你无欢喜的嘛，安尼你就产生了上加这个无好的心思啦，上加实在咱人对上物件自觉，这是无好的，你会该治疗该扭掉，啊，会害咱人。啊，你若对这个物件要该上加要该赶出去，无自觉，啊，你只要。还啦，真正也这类物件，啊，你这款呢，本来学你内心，结果是无贪着平安啦，啊，那是讲你那修这个智慧的呢，无相啦，啊，这智慧这个 wisdom 无相啦 ，wisdom 都是对物件看得清楚，那清楚以后呢，你就是讲对感情啊，未讲发生这种种的波动。
And we can see how that quality of wisdom works. The test for wisdom is when you can be happy and peaceful, not just when your surroundings and conditions are happy and peaceful, but you can be happy and peaceful in the midst of conflict, in the midst of trials, in the midst of difficulties. And somebody who truly has the wisdom is able to deal with all those many things. They're able to be clever, yeah? But they don't get caught up in their cleverness.And so even though all of that things may be going on, but still they have a peacefulness to them. That's a real sign of wisdom.
This person has a wisdom, a wisdom. I say, this is not a common sense. But the most common sense is that you are right, you are right.境界真正顺就是啦，你当顺利的时呢，啊，你就是有办法就好势啦。啊，那是无顺利的时呢，像个人讲你歹话的时啦，啊，就人冤枉你的时啦，啊，你拄着虾米事的时啊，你心会顺袂呢？啊，那是有较悬的智慧的人呢，无论伫虾米环境，无论伫虾米所在，无论发生虾米事啦，伊的内心都是安尼。病啊，未讲受着外面的物件的影响，迄个是较悬的智慧境界。
One of the prerequisites or prerequisites of meditation is meritorious deeds, the only way.
Do you mean, so the question is meritorious deeds the only way to achieve meditation?
Are there other prerequisites?
Do you mean, by that, do you mean meritorious deeds in this life or in past lives?
All the way, at least, like in this life.
In this life mainly, okay, talking about this life. Well, actually, no. Actually, you don't have to have any prerequisites for meditation for it to be successful, and that's been proven now.They did a very interesting study just recently in America with people who had shingles, I think it was. It's like a skin kind of disease, skin problem. And what they did is they had two, this, I think it's shingles. Anyway, the particular disease has a very effective cure, right?And you have to get people and you stick them in a box where you radiate them, I think, with ultraviolet light, yeah, for periods of time. So they sit for half an hour, they're radiated, put sunglasses on and things, and they radiate them for periods of time. And it gets rid of the disease. And it's basically a very effective cure. It gets rid of the disease 100% of the time.
啊，那是不是咱做好事啊？啊，真济有帮助，啊，是这个应该成做真济好事，这个 meritorious deeds 特别成做真济，愈开来修改成功。啊，你那是无，啊，你那是无做，真济善事好事呢，啊，你愈修越成功。了，这个破产的阿妈是讲呢，伊讲呢，啊，特别。美国，伊人有做这个实验啦，就是有个人啊，伊人生蛇， 生转啦。那这生转呢是有时也长寿的呀，本身也很可以的啦。啊，但是也其中一个麻烦呢，伊就是将一个人啊，上个都特别入去一个上头内面来看啦。实在迄个上头呢，伊是一个有一个上个 X 光的可能一个辐射诶线诶机器来啦。你入去内面了呢，那可能都被比外镜啦，来保护你目睭啦。了后呢，安尼了就是一放迄个光啊，照你身躯啊。生出来部分啊，安尼款照上啊，可能半点钟个一点钟，然后都得出来，安尼款啊，伊可用安尼款个办法呢，来消灭这个生出这个新个个一个叶这个像叶皮菌，安尼款啊，伊讲这个办法啊，就是讲本地真正成功啦，啊，唔是讲定着。要安怎款？要播安尼药啊，还是变安怎款准备啊？就较来啦。我那是有好个办法呢，就是讲，你唔免讲定着，你要有啥物条件啦？啊，像讲你收这上帝，唔是讲定着，要有一个你做好事个这个条件。就是讲，咱们即时时来收来讲啊，那是讲个其他地势来收平个。
And they got the patients and they divided them into two groups, okay? And both of them had the same treatment and they all got cured. So at the end of the day, they're all sick, they started and they all ended up cured, right? But the difference was one group, they just stood in the cubicle with the sunglasses on and they got radiated. The other one, they stood in the cubicle and they played them a tape of a guided meditation. Yeah? And it was telling them how to practice mindfulness while you're standing in a box being radiated by ultraviolet light. Okay? And they didn't do anything else. They didn't tell them to practice the meditation. They didn't tell them to go home and keep on practicing. They didn't explain, nothing else. Just played the tape while they were in the box. And what they found was very interesting, that in the end of the day, they're all cured, but the ones who had the meditation tape playing got cured much faster. Yeah, so they got better much, much quicker than the other ones who didn't have the mindfulness tape playing. So what that shows that mindfulness can be effective, yeah, to some degree, even for people who are not practicing sila, are not doing all of the other things which are prerequisites for meditation. Still, meditation can be effective.
那这个就这个新个人，这个生出来人呢，一人进这个箱里面啊，箱里面就放这个 ultraviolet rays 啊，就这紫外线啊来照的人。了，有一班呢，就是讲海人在滴乌目镜，无海目睭啊。嗰一班里面呢是无滴目镜，但是到滴个箱里面一人放一个进一个录音带啦。这录音带是教这个人啊，这个病人啊，你要安怎想？想的物件呢，就是想讲，你安怎修这个上帝？你要叫那个人到底在想里面呢？你心平常啦，安怎对？安怎对？啊，对那个得讲的啦，你照想就对了，不是叫你照做，你根本未做官，你得在上头来面，你照那想。了结果呢？好了出来以后呢，伊拢总人本好，即滴恶物行的本是好，听得白伊人本是好啦。了有啥物差别呢？白白本好，但是差别就是，到底迄一班啊，到底咧上头里面有听得录音带啦，有对即录音带所讲的办法来上的，迄班人呢会病较快好。啊，这班干那滴学物件，无想半项的，啊，一心无灵活，安怎想的，啊，一人吸万火，结果不是好啦，但是有快甲慢的无相，这里就是证明讲呢，咱的心理啊，咱的心的想， 是影响咱的身体。
So that shows that everyone can meditate, and that the supportive conditions will help the meditation to become deeper, to become more stable, to become more fruitful. But we don't have to wait, until we've done so much merit or burn off our past karma or whatever we think we have to do, build up our paramis to meditate. We can meditate right now. And during the process of meditation, the more we become aware and mindful, the more we will understand how beneficial all of those things are. And we will see how beneficial keeping the precepts is, because when we break them, we'll see how it makes us unhappy. So we'll begin to really understand those things. So the prerequisites help with meditation, but the meditation also helps those prerequisites as well.
啊，即事是讲咧，咱嘛是要修即上定咧，唔是讲定着，你特别先做一件第好事啦。若是讲你要做一件第好事，才来修咧，就会使讲唔使第时间修咧嘛。你感觉中，我好事就做袂到呀，啊，你要做好事，啊，直直要做，啊，你唔修，啊，你是袂趁着这个定力啦。你就是你，无论你有做好事，无做好事，袂变的话呐，你当今就是照这个办法来修。结果本是会成的，是讲你若是有做好事会低啦，啊，你低就对啦，真做正些好事，你会持戒，你无破戒呢，安尼你修的啊是会较快啦，会成功啦，啊，你这个就无这个禁忌的人呢，啊，你去修呢啊是较差，但是不能成功。 因为我们就这个发出所在的一切了 世界到来啦。伊讲，伊看了是啊，内面是了，是了好看啦。但是伊就问这个事讲，安怎都会写存钱呢？啊，你看了这个事的答案就是讲呢，伊决定2001年决定变那个事啦，啊，就拄到一个教徒，啊，了伊不是做这个印度的印钱啦，伊就是讲呢。啊，我人这边的人呢，啊，拜佛的人真正想要知啊，那这个世界安怎来？这人安怎来这个世界？一份，所以呢，这树呢就是因为安怎来动机呢？所以呢，开始来写出钱啦，啊，了一份写了用一毛钱点写啦，啊，一搞搞的澳洲都等于澳洲啊。甲介绍甲整这个材料啊，甲了捡好势，甲来出版啊。所以这个物件是叫做，特别是引言呐，啊，有言搞了，这个物件就会产生啊。这是对佛讲的话，佛就是安尼讲，讲了嘛。所以伊做的物件呢，佛无离开